Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sound of Friday is here. It is the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! It's 6:08. Yeah, happy Friday, and I mean even happier than normal because it is National Have Fun at Work Day.
Woo!
So yeah,
we're gonna have fun.
Well, and I want everybody else to have fun. Go in there and tear it up like never before and just, do whatever you want.
Just keep your job.
Yeah, there's that.
Hey, who brought us that time check, by the way? I'm just curious.
Hayes Jewelers, where the answer's always yes. Did I mess it up?
Well, no, you just didn't say that part. I'm just making sure that, Pierce knows we love him.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. You want to bet?
Yeah.
I'll bet you anything.
Okay, lunch. Okay.
Lunch,
yes,
and this time
not the one you offer. you know, we're going to give me.
How are you
going
to do? How are we going to? We're going to have to wait for the break.
I've got the audio.
Yeah, but you got to wait for the break.
I got to wait for the whole thing to load. It'll take an hour. I know.
You need to kick those gerbils in the computer room and get them back on those wheels.
The way that program works, takes an hour. Woo,
cutting edge, baby, yeah. Cutting edge. Hey, if one of us does win that bet, one of us will, and it'll be me. You will take me to. I'm going to get a Trump burger.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have you take me to. Trump burgers, I guess. Really, this is a burger chain in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, Texas. Yeah.
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 And obviously, they're huge Trump supporters, and the owner said. Referring to Trump, he's a gentleman that makes peace. Even before he took office, he made peace in the Middle East already between Lebanon and Israel.
Wow.
His restaurant offers burgers with Trump stamped right on the buns.
Nice.
And the building features all kinds of Trump memorabilia for customers to enjoy. So, you're going to have to take me to Texas. But
see, I wonder back in the old days when Trump was just really the young builder businessman, would he be like, excuse me, guys, copyright infringement? Because this has nothing to do with him, right? Directly. I mean, it's an independent person.
That I'm aware of it. He does not have a role. And yes, he could enforce something, I would think.
But he probably just enjoys
that. I'm sure that name is protected.
Yeah.
So, but he's a big Trump supporter, so.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Texas.
It is Texas. The free state of Texas. Most places.
So you know
don't
that,
talk about Austin.
That burger, it's a Trump burger in Texas. You know it's got to be what?
Huge!
Woo!
Probably pretty tasty.
Yeah. Elon Musk, Doge.
Yes.
The Doge chairman And maybe he's outside his lane here, but he's demanded that the Los Angeles mayor, Karen Bass, be caught and released from office. Yeah! He said, believe in catch and release,
so, you know.
Well, no, he's calling it a recall.
I like it.
But since her name's Bass, I did the whole catch and release. Yeah, Just threw that in there.
Yeah, I like that.
And what would this be over? The mishandling of recent fires, her decision to hire an outside consultant to help rebuild, maybe the fact she took $17 million out of the firefighters' budget previous to this catastrophe. Whoops.
Timing is everything, isn't it? Yeah.
And apparently, according to this, this is what Elon Musk posted on X. The mayor of L.A. is going full communist.
Whoa.
Recall her before it's too late.
Wow.
Bass has a history of support for communism, a fact that emerged when she was a potential vice presidential candidate to run alongside Joe Biden in 2020. Musk is a former resident of L.A. who's moved to Texas. Yeah. Now, he cited a Breitbart News article, but he didn't link to it.
Yeah.
And that cited reporting by the Los Angeles Times that Bass and developer Steve Soboroff, whom she appointed to lead the city's recovery, planned to hire an outside consultant to handle a significant rebuilding contract for areas devastated by the fires. Soboroff told Breitbart on Tuesday that the consultant would be an owner's rep to oversee the rebuilding efforts. So, recalls are extremely difficult to organize in Los Angeles County. You need to have 10% of registered voters. That is a huge amount of people.
Can you imagine, though, even just trying to rebuild something like that? Just massive. I just cannot imagine.
Well, yeah, if you're, let's say you're 50 years old, you might not see its completion.
Unless, luckily,
Trump's in office and he can call for it. Now, you'd have to probably get the governor maybe to go along, but call for the streamlining of a lot of the regulations.
Because they are the king of regulations in California.
Yes, they are.
They love some rules and regulations.
Everything more expensive.
Yep.
Tulsi Gabbard, you know, Trump's pick for director of national intelligence, apparently she, and I didn't see this, because I've been watching the Senate, and man, it's a show, and not a good one. But anyway, she said, "Now, before I close, I want to warn the American people who are watching at home. You may hear lies and smears in this hearing that will challenge my loyalty to and my love for our country." She said, "Those who oppose my nomination imply that I'm not loyal to something or someone other than God, my own conscience, and the Constitution of the United States, accusing me of being Trump's puppet, Putin's puppet, Assad's puppet," she continued, listing others and adding that her opponents accusing of her of this are not recognizing the absurdity of simultaneously being the puppet of five different puppet masters. The same tactic was used against President Trump and failed, she noted. The American people elected President Trump with a decisive victory and a mandate for change. The fact is, she said, what truly unsettles my political opponents is that I refuse to be their puppet. I have no love for Assad or Gaddafi or any dictator. I just hate al-Qaeda. I hate that we have leaders who cozy up to Islamist extremists, minimizing them as so-called rebels, as Jake Sullivan said to Hillary Clinton, quote, al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. Well, Syria is now controlled by an al-Qaeda offshoot, HTS, led by an Islamist jihadist who danced in the streets on 9/11 and who was responsible for killing many of the American service members. So, yeah, there was there was some fireworks there. And but Doug Burgum was confirmed as the Interior Secretary. So that is done. Cash Patel. Well, they were giving him a hard time.
Oh my goodness, man, he
answered back very, very effectively. Him and Amy Klobuchar got into a little bit. And poor little Amy had quite the meltdown. We'll share some of that with you. Coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally download your podcasts. Just click on subscribe. Happy, happy Friday and National Have Fun at Work Day. No matter what your boss says, you have fun.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. It is 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Wow. We've got a lot of top stories. First of all, it's National Have Fun at Work Day.
Nice.
That you know, I don't know what that entails. What do you mean have fun at work? You mean on your break? What can you do that's fun at work?
Depending on your job, because work doesn't immediately sound fun.
I tried to have fun at work one time. We were the offices, the studios were located on the 23rd floor of the SunTrust building in Orlando, which is now Truist. But anyway, and from there you had a view of like I-4 and the 408, the crosstown.
Right.
I mean, it was beautiful. The studios were nice. I mean,
I love that setting.
But the whole idea of the SunTrust, they were all stuffy people in there. And one of the things I noticed, and I'm going on a tangent here, that I noticed was all these guys in their suits and that were all that.
The high-end banking people.
None of those scumbags washed their hands in the bathroom.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
They were just mad because they didn't have their own bathroom.
Oh, you're wearing this fancy suit, but you're really dirty under there. Anyway, that was just an observation.
Yeah.
But what I was getting to, so in the hallways, like I was, they forced me into being the promotions and marketing guy, which back in the day there in radio, I had a very good budget to work with. I actually could do a lot, and I did. A lot of headaches and less pay than I was making before. Being on the radio, having fun at work.
Yes.
So I had to find ways to let off steam.
Uh-oh.
So we would have these Nerf football wars.
I was going to say, is this related to why you don't work there anymore?
It's possible.
Okay, I'm
sure it was one of the many contributing reasons. That wasn't the only thing. Certainly wasn't the worst.
Yeah.
But, Nerf football, like wars in the hallways.
Yeah.
I mean, like tackling each other and stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We had a good station there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that explains that.
So I'm the marketing guy, and I had Rat Boy working for me.
Yeah.
David Brin. So me and Rat Boy would go in the hallway, and we'd challenge people, and we'd get in all sorts of trouble. We had fun.
See, working at a contemporary Christian station, we were a little more mellow.
You didn't have anybody named Rat Boy working there, probably.
I can't say that we did, no. We did not play football in the hall. We did, however, find one day, and I'm not even sure what prompted it. It was one of those days where like it just seemed like half the staff was gone. We were all bored. A couple of sales guys around, you know, maybe an office person. We're like, man, somebody finds one of those old plastic bowling sets in a closet somewhere.
Plastic bowling.
You know, the plastic bowling pins, little plastic bowling balls, the whole bit. I don't know why in the world we had it, but we had this big long hall. So we had bowling going on.
If we had found one of those games, we would have done the same thing.
Except yours would have been full contact bowling, probably.
Well, it's funny. People in the hallway, you know, like I said, there was a stuffiness there, and it's like, oh, no.
Y'all loosened it
up. That's not going to work for me at all. We're in radio. We're supposed to have fun.
Absolutely.
Hey, big top local story, and this is this trial begins Monday, and it's interesting that there just hasn't been a lot of information flowing on this whole thing, but it's a discrimination lawsuit against Alachua County Sheriff's Office. This trial is going to start Monday, And they've reserved already a whole week if they need it. And I get some of this information from Main Street Daily News. So this was filed in 2023, the 8th Judicial Court. And the lawsuit started under former Sheriff Clovis Watson Jr. But, you know, it was continued, you know, throughout whoever was there. It started under Sheriff Clovis Watson Jr. And really, that's the case. I don't know why they named the other sheriffs, but the other sheriffs, all three, in fact, are supposed to testify along with ACSO personnel. The witness list has 16 people who will be called, another 46 people available to be called. And the lawsuit, here's what it claims, that Clovis Watson Jr., his administration, racially discriminated against Sergeant Kevin Davis, who is white, by passing him up for promotions in favor of black officers and then retaliated against him for filing complaints. So the lawsuit has six counts for violations of the U.S. Civil Rights Act of 1964. And Sergeant Davis, he started at ACSO back in 1999 before leaving to attend University of North Florida. He returned to the sheriff's office in 2004 and has worked through the ranks to become a sergeant. In a memorandum of law for pretrial stipulation, ACSO attorney said Davis has no direct evidence of race discrimination, forcing him to prove the case circumstantially. So it goes back and forth from there. But, yeah, this could turn out to be a pretty big deal. The trial is expected to draw around 50 law enforcement employees.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. So
that'll be interesting.
Oh, it's going to be quite the talk of the town, I'm sure, but that trial begins on Monday and it will be interesting because you know, we hear chatter.
Oh, sure.
We hear chatter and you don't know what the deal is or what the context is sometimes, you know, and this will be interesting and we can't help but wonder, is that what led Clovis Watson Jr. to stepping down? Was it more than, didn't he say it was health related? And maybe it was. Maybe this has him a nervous wreck. I don't know. But this will be interesting. And, you know, it's not, that might not always be easy to prove.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see. Speaking of, well, we talked about law enforcement, firefighters. Kudos to the High Springs Fire Department. Apparently, they battled a fast-moving grass fire, and they were able to save a home. So quick action on their part. Way to go, first responders.
Scary stuff there.
It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's Have Fun at Work Day. And it's a happy Friday on 97.3 The Sky. The Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcast and on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Audacy.com. And all you have to do when you find it, click on subscribe and you're in. Good morning, happy Friday, and happy National Have Fun at Work Day.
Gotta love it.
Don't get fired. Other than that, take it right up to the line and see what the boundaries are exactly. Well, feel out those boundaries. Did I mention it is 6:36? Good morning. Well, look, we've got a lot to talk about. More information coming forward, that terrible air crash. We've got that going on. And odd story. You know, you learn something new every day. I didn't know of a group, a vegan trans cult.
Vegan what?
Called Zizian. Yes, vegan trans cult. I'm thinking to myself,
wow.
Well, okay, they went from meat to vegetables.
Okay,
so that's
right.
The trans part.
They like the transition.
I think I might not be right on that completely. But
it's not like they'd be, you know, like a almost like old hippies, just kind of sitting around, peace and love, flowers.
But I'm assuming they're trans.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, you're really narrowing it down. You're vegan, trans, and you're a cult. It's like, how many people are you going to get in that group?
Wow, that's like Hermits Unite.
Yeah. I'm getting a tattoo because I want to be unique.
Exactly. Looks like everybody else's.
So, and the reason I'm talking about this group, other than this whole oddity that they even exist, is because apparently the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent near the Canadian border appears to be linked to this radical leftist trans-militant cult accused of killings across the country.
Militant. Okay, these are not like old happy hippies then.
Well, and I thought if you got rid of that nasty red meat with all those hormones in it, and you just kind of, I mean, the whole term, vegged out, man, I'm just vegging, dude. I'm just like mellow.
They got rid of
what happened?
That's for sure.
Around a week before the January 20th attack, federal law enforcement had been surveilling German national Felix Ophelia Buchholz and the University of Washington student Teresa Milo Consuelo Youngblut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some staff at a Vermont hotel actually alerted authorities about seeing the duo with a firearm and black tactical clothing. When law enforcement visited them, the pair claimed to be looking at property in the area and promptly checked out of the motel on January 14th. Then on Inauguration Day, Border Patrol agent David Malin stopped their car in Coventry, Vermont. Youngblut allegedly shot at the officer who was killed.
Wow.
The border agents returned fire, killing Buchholz. Youngblut is in custody. And authorities now say the guns used by Youngblut and Buchholz are owned by a person of interest in other murders and connected to that mysterious cult of transgender, quote-unquote, geniuses who follow a trans leader named Jack LaSota, who is also known by the alias Ziz. Z-I-Z. Wow. Okay. I mean, tactical gear, murdering a Border Patrol agent, guns linked to other murders, and all from a vegan trans cult.
Militant cult, even. Yeah. That's a combo there.
Man. Whatever happened to, you know, good old America? Where's Captain America when you need him?
Well, even he was controversial recently. So.
Yeah. There's a new movie. I think it's just come out or about to be released, right? I think it just come out. I don't know. But actor Anthony Mackie plays Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really weird. Apparently, when he was in Italy, he said that America should not be represented by Captain America. And he said, Captain America is about a man who keeps his word, who has honor, dignity, integrity, someone who is trustworthy and dependable. It kind of sounds to me like he's bashing America, but he's playing the role of Captain America.
And not representing America.
And saying, yeah, Captain America doesn't have much to do with America. I find that a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently when whatever he may have been, you know, not too much Italian wine or what he was doing, but so then he, you know, kind of backpedaled.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah. And look, the movie's apparently, it's been tracking for a poor box office performance. Yeah, I assume that means that's what they think it's not going to do well when they try to forecast these things.
Yeah.
So the actor clarified he did not mean to disparage America. He said, let me be clear about this. I'm a proud American, and taking on the shield of a hero like Captain America is the honor of a lifetime. And he says, I have the utmost respect for those who serve and have served our country. Captain America has universal characteristics that people all over the world can relate to. Okay.
That's
so
true.
He tried to backpedal. But then in another interview, are you digging yourself a hole again? He said, I feel it's just as important for black kids to see a black Captain America as it is for white kids to see a black Captain America. Growing up, my favorite hero was Green. So it wasn't about race or anything. It was about him being a good guy trying to do the right thing. It's not about race, but yet he specifically mentions he's the black Captain America, and that black kids should watch him, and so should the white kids.
Why does that have to even be brought up?
That's what I'm saying, you guys.
It's like we tell people, just be an American. You don't have to be a hyphenated something. You don't have to be a black American or a black Captain America and make your point. You've made the point that you're trying too hard.
Look, he's a young actor. This is a big deal. And, hopefully his, maybe his handlers and stuff will kind of go, dude, if you're going to play this kind of role and you're going to, like, sell it to moviegoers, half the people that are going to be in the audience are going because of a sense of patriotism and homage, paying homage to a character that maybe they've been a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, don't screw it up, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got a good gig. Yeah. Don't screw it up.
It's not as if this next issue, the air crash, hasn't gotten enough coverage and will continue to get a lot. But here's one of the many aspects of it. Apparently, pilots have long worried about that complex airspace around the Reagan Airport. And
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is congested and complex, a combination that aviation experts have long worried could lead to catastrophe. Those fears materialized, obviously, Wednesday night when the American Airlines plane collided with a military helicopter, taking lives of 67 people, including three soldiers and more than a dozen figure skaters. Even in peak flying conditions, experts say the airspace around Reagan Washington National Airport can challenge the most experienced pilots, who must navigate hundreds of other commercial planes, military aircraft, and restricted areas around sensitive sites. So you have a terrible combination, and they've long talked about the helicopters and training exercises done in and around that airspace. And apparently, it's come out that just one day previous to this whole thing, a jet had to make another landing attempt after having to maneuver around a helicopter.
Wow.
So, and somebody who has served and might offer us some insight on that, but we're really going to talk about what's going on in Tallahassee, but we have a special guest, 805 Florida Senate Senator Jay Collins is going to be with us, and he spoke. He's one of our previous speakers at Valor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you don't want to miss that. It is 6:45. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here, and remember, it's National Have Fun at Work Day. Whee! Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. It is National Have Fun at Work Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, this morning, not nearly as cold as what we experienced earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And but when you jumped in your vehicle during those colder days.
Yes.
How long did you let your vehicle warm up before you drove it?
Really, I do what they tell you should do, because, when you start it, it goes to kind of a higher idle.
Then
it will drop down.
Yeah.
And that's when you should start driving gently.
Gently?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You are an expert.
I am.
Because you pretty much are in agreement with the expert opinion. They said, should you warm up your car in cold days before driving? And they said the short answer is yes, but not for as long as you might think.
Right. Because actually, it moving gently is going to warm up a whole lot faster than just sitting.
Yeah, and apparently the use of synthetic oil makes it unnecessary to idle your engine before you drive, because it flows much easier than, I guess, standard oil does.
As we know, that's not why people do it. They're not going, wow, I'm going to go start my car and let the oil warm up. No, they want the heater to work. That's what they want. They want the coolant to be hot.
But I do drive gently until the car is warmed up.
Oh, yeah, and you should.
I look at the temperature gauge, and I see when it's starting to reach.
Right.
It's...
Well, and even then, not to be totally OCD, which I am.
No, not you.
It's actually the... while that is heating up faster,
it's
really the oil, though, warming, that is the better adding life to your car by being gentle kind of thing, or to your engine.
Oh, yeah.
So. So look at both people.
Well, what they're saying is there's some components that are cold that just by sitting and idling is not going to address.
No.
That's why the gentle driving gives those parts.
Everything else in your car is still cold. It hasn't been moving. Transmission, gears, all that kind of stuff. But,
well, you're on it.
Yeah. I know these things.
You're wrong on the other bet about earlier this morning.
Well, we will know in about 15 minutes or so.
I thought you were kidding when you said that, you know, the computer has to upload or whatever. I'm going, and take an hour, and you're like, hey, yeah.
Well, what it does, it records an hour at a time.
Oh, okay.
In real time, okay. And then it loads it for use after that hour is done.
So would that be our version of a black box?
Pretty much, yes, it is, because it keeps track of everything that goes on.
Investigators yesterday recovered black boxes from a passenger plane that collided midair with a military helicopter over the Potomac River, which has killed all 67 people. But they got the recorders at the NTSB labs, and now they will evaluate that and, you know, again, piece together exactly what went down, but many pilots, other experts have said super congested airspace. And then they're also looking at the tower and the folks that work in traffic control. Were they understaffed? Are they taking on too many duties? Apparently, there are understaffing issues at a lot of these airports. And this is not something you want to be shorthanded on. So we'll see how that, what the fallout is from that, because the president did kind of jump out rather early and mention something about DEI. And so that makes you think, okay, so was it one of the pilots or somebody in air traffic control that would, quote unquote, be what you'd call a DEI hire?
Right.
That I don't know. But I can tell you last night on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News Channel, she did show a short clip of a video where I guess they had at that time of the FAA, going back, I think, 2 years, specifically looking for diversity, specifically doing that. Mm-hmm. And so that does make you wonder. It's like you're not looking necessarily for the best.
Right.
And this, again, is another area. Like a surgeon, hey, I got the, you know, first black crippled surgeon with one eye.
Exactly. Like, right. Whoa. Yeah,
okay.
That's
good
want.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hopefully playing that game is going to be behind us. Yeah. I hope. I mean that we can have some common sense and some logic, and you want the best person for the job.
Don't you find, though, that it makes it, and I know for me it does, too. Sometimes Trump makes people a little uncomfortable because he is thinking ahead and is jumping ahead. And you're like, oh, did you have to go there so soon?
Yeah. You know? Slightly cringe.
Yeah.
Because the families, oh, my gosh, they just had the shock of a lifetime. And, you know, he's politicizing it to some extent. Again, so many times it turns out Trump is right.
Yes.
But the timing on this one. You know, even, you know, the supporter that I am, I have to say, oh,
yeah,
just a cringe there.
Don't say everything you think.
Because there'll be time to get into that. And under this administration, that investigation, we'll see, you know, the light, the transparency, we will be informed versus under the Biden administration that if there was a DEI hire, that would completely be shoved under the carpet.
Right.
You know, that's the last thing they'd want to do. And the folks in New York, do they realize how good they have it now that President Trump is President Trump? Because they're going to be able to really get serious about busting bad guys. And they did. This happened a few days ago. 10 alleged members and associates of the bloodthirsty Venezuelan gang Trenda Iruay have been indicted in a massive arms and drugs running operation spanning at least six states, and prosecutors said they had plans on international to expand on an international level to Colombia. So this happened Wednesday. Police said one of the accused violent migrant gangbangers broke an NYPD officer's arm after he got into a scuffle during the arrest.
Wow.
They seized a cache of 34 illegal guns, including AR-15s, Glock 9s, 9mm with trigger modification. And it's all tied to the suspects. This according to Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz. She said the TDA gang members were also peddling deadly drugs, including pink cocaine. That's a designer street drug. It includes a mixture of ketamine, MDA, and ecstasy. All 10 are migrants, including two women. They're from Venezuela. They entered the country illegally via the southern border.
Shocking, not.
Yep.
Yeah.
This subset of the gang was spearheaded by two Venezuelan nationals who came to New York City 2 years ago and established a gun-running crew that was also comprised of other foreign nationals. So other foreign nationals. In other words, gangs are working with other gangs. They're recruiting. They're spreading. Yeah? Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
So much more to talk about coming up. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.